Item number 17, please.
From the Director of Audit, submitting a status report on the audit of county preventive maintenance program. This was also considered by the Transportation Public Works and Transit Committee that voted to receive and place this on this report on file on a vote of 7-0, and with the recommendation from the auditor that they present quarterly reports.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thanks for taking me out of order this morning. Jerry Hare, Director of Audit, Milwaukee County Comptroller's Office. This report was issued in October 2010, a little over 2 years ago, and you may recall the reason we did it was some significant issues with our properties in that year, some tragic results of people who had been damaged or even killed frequenting a county property. The action that's taken place since we issued this report has been, heavy on planning and analysis, and as a result, only one of the seven recommendations that we made has actually been fully implemented. The administration, I think, has a plan and now resources for how to move forward and implement the rest of the recommendations and engage in a broader program of preventive maintenance and facilities management. And so we think bringing this to a quarterly reporting status will allow you to have a little more timely information about what's going on with this critical issue of our infrastructure. I should add that when this matter was before Transportation, Public Works, and Transit Committee this cycle, Supervisor Jurczyk suggested that we incorporate in our tracking of these recommendations the CBRE study, the Facility Strategic Plan, to ensure that there's harmony between those two and that they are both being fully engaged by the administration. So I'll leave it at that, and as Ms. Miller stated, we will be doing quarterly follow-ups for this committee and for TPWT. Thank you.
Any questions on item number 17? Any questions by committee members? Thank you. Item number 18, please.